If you are developing a wedding officiant ministry biz, you need to think carefully about business structure, registration, and local requirements. This may not feel as exciting as ceremony design, romance, vows, or covenant marriage, but practical clarity protects your ministry, it protects the bride and groom, it protects your reputation, it protects your family. It also helps you serve with peace instead of confusion. A wedding ministry may begin simply, you officiate for a friend. Then another couple asks, then a local venue refers someone. Soon you are receiving honorariums, travel reimbursements, or fees. You may create a website, promote services, use a ministry name, and schedule weddings regularly. At that point, you need to ask wise questions. Do I need to register a business name? Should I operate as an individual, a sole proprietor, an LLC, a church-connected ministry, a soul center ministry, or another structure? Do I need a local business license? Do I need a separate bank account? Do I need liability insurance? What records must I keep? What does my state, province, county, or nation require for wedding officiants? This course does not make you an attorney, accountant, or tax professional. You must verify requirements in your own location and consult qualified professionals when needed. But Christian ministers should not ignore these questions. Romans 13 teaches respect for governing authorities. Proverbs honors wise planning. Jesus teaches us to count the cost. A wedding minister should not say, because this is ministry, I do not need to think about compliance. That is not wisdom. Business structure should serve the ministry. It should not replace the calling. You are still serving brides and grooms at a sacred covenant moment. But if you handle practical matters carelessly, your witness can suffer. A common mistake is copying another officiant's setup without checking local requirements. What works in one state, country, or ministry model may not fit your situation. So begin with humility. Research your local rules. Ask questions. Keep documentation. Separate personal and ministry finances where appropriate. Seek advice before problems arise. A faithful wedding officiant ministry biz is not only warm and spiritual, it is also clear, responsible, and trustworthy.